Welcome to the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Thomas. And after 15 years hustling in the corporate world, I finally shifted my do more mentality into a have more identity using mindset and manifestation. Join me and my guests as we share the experiences that helped us create empowering careers, discover the potential within, and expand into our best selves in business and beyond. Are you ready to level up? Of course you are, because together we're going to conquer those fears, work through your limiting beliefs, and use mindset techniques to help you realize your worth. Hustle less, flow more, and manifest your best. This is the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. Today, I'm back with my amazing guest and dear friend, Carolyn. Carolyn is a business and mindset coach that helps moms take their business from startup to big impact and income through the aligned Biz Mama method. By aligning mindset, aligning strategy, and aligning support, these amazing moms can use their gifts to make a real difference in the world. Today, we're talking about Carolyn's own personal path and her passion for helping other women succeed in business. I like to call Carolyn's mindset upgrade the therapy for your career because she helps you heal, deal, and ultimately execute the strategy that blows up your business in the best way possible. Let's jump right into it. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. I have my dear friend Carolyn Partridge today. And well, I'm just excited, honestly, to catch up with you, Carolyn. So why don't you give all my listeners a big Aussie hello?
Hello. It's lovely to be here with you, Rach. I'm pumped to connect and to have our energy connect and to just share whatever comes through and really just to spend time with you pretty much.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. That just let's connect. It's funny, right before we came on, Carolyn, we were kind of like, we just want to like vibe. I want to, and I hadn't mentioned this yet, but I, you know, sometimes when you're in somebody else's energy, you just know magic will happen. And it's funny, Carolyn, we met, well, over a year ago now. It has been over a year. Carolyn and I ended up in the same mastermind, being coached by the same person. It was my first coaching experience. Carolyn, was it kind of for you too? Or what? How did you fall upon that coaching experience? Because I feel like I kind of just like tripped and just fell in the manhole in the best way, I guess.
Yeah, I think I met the mastermind leader a few months earlier in some online community, but I really did fall into that mastermind as well. It was just, of course, the most universally beautiful timing because there were so many adjustments going on in my life and business. And it was such an interesting month, March of 2020. Mm-hmm. As we joined the mastermind, because the whole world kind of on. Yeah, the whole world kind of turned upside down. And I think the interesting thing for me, and this is kind of the point where my upcoming book kind of starts, and that is that so many things went down in the space of 4 weeks. So we know the world obviously turned upside down. We joined the mastermind, which was a pivotal business moment for me. It was like that leap of this is a thing. I'm going to invest. I'm going to make this happen kind of space. And then at the same time as that, I had applied to go from full-time to part-time at my day job. And that had been this six-month saga of advocating for myself and for all mothers in the workplace and trying to basically change a very large government engine. And that came to fruition. And finally, I got permission to go part-time. And then all in that same week, something happened on the home front. And it's not my story to tell, but
it was a gut-wrenching experience to see someone so close to me go through something so difficult that ultimately could potentially affect our family's well-being. And I was just like, something's got to give. This is all, it's like a series of trucks hitting me in the side of the head and something's got to give. So I was very much in the energy of change, and it was just such a pivotal time to just dig deep. And like, we dug so deep. I don't think I've ever dug that deep.
Not just like get right into it, but it's I always encourage people, because had I known how deep we would have gotten, I think I would have been like, I'm okay. I'm good. It was beautiful, but I think that that's one of the, you know, biggest misconceptions about getting a coach, that it's just all like, you can do it, or get in the right mindset, or you know what I mean? And it's so much more than that. It's uncovering these things that you had no idea were even there. And especially if you're, I don't know, if you're somebody who has, you're used to knowing exactly what your trauma is, not used to it, but like, if you can easily identify what your trauma is and why you may have certain feelings about things, it could be easier. But there are people out there who are like, I don't know, I feel like I had a fairly normal childhood, you know, and it's people don't realize how their upbringing can affect themselves, how they address others, and in the workplace, in their career. And that's what I think is so pivotal, is that why people don't think they need a coach. It's almost like therapy for your career. So if you're not used to going to therapy, you're sure as hell not going to get a career coach, right?
Yeah. And I think that's often something I see when women go into business, yeah, is because they, up until now, generally, they have existed inside a corporate structure. And that corporate structure has dictated a lot of the way that they've behaved and a lot of the mindset that they have had. And that corporate structure and mindset is created lifelong. It's built into us through education.
Yes.
Education has not really changed very much since the Industrial Revolution. The idea was to build an empire of workers. And we still do that through our educational system. And I'm not saying that there haven't been changes. And I certainly see my children studying differently to how I did in some ways, but it's still a process of, we do a thing, we learn a thing, we get assessed. Yes, we know it. You get an A+. That's amazing. Have a certificate. This is cool. Get a job, go to university or college. And it's quite achievement based. And what happens when you come into a business is all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I have to set my own achievements. Oh, it's my own goalposts. And if I don't celebrate myself, ain't nobody celebrating me for me. So it's a real shift, right? Mm-hmm. It's a real shift in the way that we operate in the world. And it's not one that we're prepared for. And I think that what often happens as we step into that space and the corporate mindset shifts, so does the mindset of everything else. It's like it unsettles the foundation.
Yes. And that's, I mean, Carolyn, just to kind of, you know, a great segue into, you know, that's kind of what you're doing for women. Like, you took your own experiences and your own, you know, breaking open and self-discovery to really catapult you to help other women in the way that you have been helped and you have discovered yourself. I want to talk about your book, because I noticed you started talking about it and I cannot wait to hear more. But I really want, because how I met you, you really started off with the social media strategy, which has always been something that has, I think, mystified me a little bit. It's it's a lot of work in my eyes, but I feel like you started out as a way to strategize, like, this doesn't have to be work. This just has to be organized kind of thoughts. Now, I want to talk about how, like, what you were doing really when we started out, obviously, in this mastermind, and how that just evolved beautifully, and how you knew when to take those next steps. Because I think a lot of people, women especially, have these big ideas of how they could possibly help somebody, but they're kind of unsure of either where to start or how to keep themselves going, or, like you said, you know, how to celebrate these goalposts, if you will. Because I think too often, you know, in a corporate structure, we are used to, really kind of bitching about our boss because they're not giving recognition for a job well done. And then we're like, oh, boss, you never get, you know what I mean? And it is one and the same. And I know you're going to tell us, like, but how are you helping women navigate that from the beginning of your, I guess, coaching experience to now? Because I know that it has just exploded and been so expansive for you.
Yeah, so it's been a real evolution. So I started out actually with a completely different business that was a passion project, working with and coaching allergy mums, because I was an allergy mum myself. So my younger daughter, who is now 8, was born with a lot of life-threatening allergies. And my background in health meant that I had a level of understanding of that. And so that was actually my first business. But what I struggled the most with in that first business was showing up consistently, and building the business in terms of that. And what I then noticed was that I was not the only person with that problem. In fact, most of the mums around me that were building businesses, most of them struggled with visibility in some way. It was either, what do I say? How do I say it? Where do I say it? For some of them, it was the confidence. For others, it was purely just this issue of not having any time, wanting to build a business, but, you know, doing it in naps and after bed and around a 9 to 5 and all that kind of stuff. So I moved into this business in its first iteration, and that's what I did, was I helped people create really simple strategies to show up online so that they could grow their business. And so it was all about simplification. It was about creating systems. And that was amazing. And that's what I was doing when I first met you, Rach. And I loved it. I loved working with those mums. And I had some clients do amazing things. I helped clients start podcasts and launch courses and get their businesses off the ground. And I was just loving it. But I could see that there was a significant percentage of my clients for whom we would create a beautiful strategy and then they would fail to execute. And when I really dived into why they were failing to execute, it came down to mindset. And so I really felt this deep sort of, I don't know, not pressure, but this deep knowing that for them to really be able to be successful in business, they were going to have to rearrange their mindset.
I am already so fired up listening to Carolyn give truth to the fact that so many women struggle with executing a good strategy in their business and how it all boils down to mindset. I want to let you know that this action of self-discovery doesn't have to be intense or a lengthy process. In fact, it's actually one of the reasons why I wrote my book, The Mind Hustle. It's an intentional journal practice to help you achieve big results without that big time commitment. In only 5 minutes a day, you'll transform all areas of your life as I guide you through powerful manifestation and mindset techniques that will truly help you manifest your best. Check out all the Mind Hustle products linked in the show notes below. Now, back to Carolyn.
that for them to really be able to be successful in business, they were going to have to rearrange their mindset. Mm-hmm. And that I was just seeing an outward example of an internal problem.
Output.
And yeah. And when I looked at it and got real about it, it was a problem that I also had, but I had begun down the journey of unraveling that even prior to the mastermind. Through hypnotherapy, working with an NLP practitioner, a whole lot of things. And so I realized that I could just keep creating awesome strategies and then having people not execute, but that didn't feel in integrity. And this is actually the answer to your question as to how to know when to move. It did not feel in alignment. Mm-hmm. I did not feel okay with creating great strategies and then watching women struggle to show up. And so I just started to really notice, so who does execute and how do they think versus maybe someone who isn't executing and how are they thinking? And I could start to see some patterns of beliefs and stories and thoughts that were happening. And so as I became aware of that, I think unknowingly, I basically said to the universe, I'm like, I can see this and I don't feel in integrity, so I'll need to change that. And the universe went awesome. And it literally just threw opportunities down in front of me. So through that same mastermind, I connected with a lady who was a mindset coach, and she connected me with the lady that she had trained with. I spoke to her. She had a course happening in a couple of weeks' time, which happened to be a week that my children were with their dad, and I was able to travel. And then the borders opened randomly for 3 weeks, and I made it in and out of that state in the three. Like, it was just.
I remember it too. That's what's so beautiful about like watching someone go through a journey. Not just from, you know, the lens of social media, or not just from the lens of, you know, sitting down for a coffee. Do you know what I mean? Like really sitting in the same room and like watching tearful lives in our group, because that's what we did. And there's something so beautiful about watching someone go through their journey and just it takes it to a whole other level. And what I mean by that is like, you are obviously emotionally vested in these people, but when you feel connected to them, you're like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe it happened for you. Like, this is just amazing. Where, you know, if I was just watching you on social media, I might just be like, oh, that's cool. She's getting certified. Like, fun. Oh, how lucky that happened to land on the same thing. But like, I don't know. It's something about, and I'm going to come back to that whole, like being in someone else's energy and just like that feeling of being so, so sublimely happy for someone, like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is exactly what you needed. And okay. Now, and you'll have to just accept my apology, Carolyn, because you know me, I will just jump in wherever and interrupt anytime I don't understand. But you mentioned NLP, and I know this is a training we went through. And I want to say we have not talked a whole lot about NLP on the podcast, only because I think it is something that I'm still so like, I think it is such the PhD of manifestation. It's something that I want to, and someday will wrap my head around. But will you explain to me and to our audience, because I really want to know a little bit about the certification, but really what you can do as, you know, somebody who is an NLP practitioner.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's taken me a while to really fully be able to explain what neuro-linguistic programming is. So I think the best way to explain it is that every piece of information that we hold within our brain is connected there by language, because that's the way that we express it. And so NLP is really about exploring the language that we have used to store information in our brain. and making choices around whether we're happy with what is stored and our interpretation of what is stored, or whether we would like to make changes to that. And so along with neuro-linguistic programming, most NLP practitioners also study what's called timeline therapy. And timeline therapy is an extension of NLP, mm-hmm. where we can actually travel in someone's memory and readjust. We're not deleting memories, we're not changing experiences, but what we're doing is we're adjusting our interpretation, because the reality is that everything is an interpretation. When you and I get off this interview, I'll have an interpretation of how it went, you'll have an interpretation of how it went, and then every listener will also have their interpretation. And so often what we're doing is adjusting interpretations that don't serve us, that don't serve our mindset for moving forward. And that's a great explanation also for hypnotherapy, which is something else that I use in my practice. It is very similar. It's just a different approach to basically the same process. And it allows us to really connect into our way of being and the way we want to be going forward as well. So it can be used retrospectively or prospectively in terms of the future. So I hope that gives a bit of an overview of what NLP is. In terms of my actual practice, mm-hmm. what it allows me to do is to help people, I say upgrade their mindset, because I'm a little sick of this whole mindset block situation. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think the idea of thinking that we're blocked, some people don't like this, but this is my truth, is I think the idea of thinking that you're blocked tells you that there's something wrong with you.
I agree.
I don't think it's a very good idea to think there's something wrong with you just based on a past experience and your interpretation of it. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's helpful. So the way I look at it and what I talk about is upgrading. So I have a mindset now, say around money, for example, based on learned experience and the mindsets of people around me and things that have happened to me. And I go, okay, that's great. But in order to take the next step, to go to the next level, I need to upgrade that mindset. And so what I do with people is help them to upgrade that mindset. Sometimes it's to challenge interpretations of the past, and sometimes it's more around setting intentions for the future.
I love the terminology that you use, the challenge your interpretation. It's funny because when you start really tapping into this upgrading of your mind and like you said, challenging those, it puts you on a different wavelength for your intuition. We have talked about that a little bit on my podcast of, you know, how to tap into it. I've had, you know, people who do readings who are so advanced, psychic mediums. And I had, you know, previous guests really talk about getting yourself up to that level. But I think the more that you just challenge, because that's what Carolyn would do. Anytime I would say, well, you know, I've had a really shitty day, this happened and this happened, Carolyn wouldn't say, well, of course she'd say, I'm so sorry. But then she would say, why do you think you feel this way? Or why do you think? And there is something so, I don't know, something that just makes you really take authority of your own feelings when somebody is asking you, why do you think you feel that way? Mm. Well, I really just wanted to tell you how shitty I felt, Carolyn. I really didn't want to go into the why. And I think that, you know, I can't tell if it's because I know that you were using this type of language before you even took your NLP training, but it was something so beautiful about that. You know, why do you suppose that this is either triggering you or making you feel a certain way? And it's really like getting someone to like drag those feelings out of themselves. And to someone who's never been to, therapy and in much of any way, I have nothing to relate it to. And you kind of just want somebody to tell you what to do. I have a problem, will you tell me what I should do next? And, you know, that doesn't help. And as you probably learned with your clients, who were like, let me tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you to download this app And I'm going to tell you to post this day, and I'm going to tell you to go live every day for 5 days straight. And like, yes, okay, yes, yes, yes. And then they don't do it because they're not going within themselves to figure out why that is so hard for them to do, or why they're making the excuse that they don't have time. And so I think that it's one of those things when you're willing to, you know, drag that out of somebody or help somebody, like, hey, let me help you understand yourself. Like, show me why you're upset, or show me why this might be triggering you, or, you know, and I think that obviously that's only helped you further build upon your own, you know, talents, being able to do things like channel and receive messages and being able to hear, you know, source or the universe when they give you permission to change directions like that. Because I think I still kind of waffle back and forth with, oh, am I in alignment? And I think it's a practice. It's one of those things, like, you could have been a marathon runner, right? 10 years ago, doesn't mean that it's just, you're going to be able to run it now, 10 years later. Like, how, I guess I really want to talk about, like, when you started, or, you know, when you had this NLP certification under your belt, like, is that what kind of led you to this pivot, or was it all kind of like intertwined? And, you know, how did that turn into this beautiful business that you have now?
Yeah. So the first thing that I want to say, because it was coming through as you were talking, is that my job as a coach is actually to do myself out of a job. It's actually to create people that can coach themselves. Mm-hmm. Because what the questions that I ask are not rocket science. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the answers. And this is something that I often, you know, when I'm first working with clients, and they'll say, well, what do you think I should do? And I'll be like, well, what do you think you should do? Because I'm not you. And I'm not living your experience. I don't have your karma. I don't have your dharma. I didn't sign your soul contract. I'm not here to guide you to be more you. The only person that can guide you to be more you is you. Mm-hmm. So this was a real process for me. I think it started before the NLP training. I think the NLP practitioner training really put it on steroids, because it gave me a language to use around it. And it also gave me a deeper understanding of how my own self worked. Like, I honestly think those 7 days were so much more than learning skills for my clients, more than anything, they were a personal transformation of my own. And I'm going on to do some more study in a couple of weeks' time. And I'm excited because I know what's coming for me. I'm excited for my clients, but I'm excited for me. So it was definitely an unfolding. The thing is, and I remember my NLP trainer saying this, the cleaner my mirror is, the easier I can help other people see themselves, and the easier I can see myself. And so what has happened is a deepening to a level I never knew possible of trust in myself. Mm-hmm. And a knowing that universe, God, source, divine energy, whatever word you want to use for that, is not something that exists outside of me. Initially, I had to have it outside of me because it was kind of scary to think that it would be in me.
Absolutely.
But it's in me. It's not separate from me. And so as I have done my work and cleaned my mirror, I can feel that, and that deepening sense of trust. And when people question alignment, I actually think that's a really, really good thing, because it's the people who don't question alignment that get 30 years down the track and go, what the hell have I been doing? Mm-hmm. I question alignment regularly. I'm questioning alignment in my business again at the moment, and looking at what the next iteration of my business is going to look like, because my business is following a growth trajectory like I am. And so I don't have this idea that it's going to be exactly the same next year as it is this year, because I'm not going to be the same person. So it's a real, like, evolutionary unfolding. And I've just done a big chunk of that evolutionary unfolding writing my book, because not only did it end up getting written, the bulk of it getting written in the space of 10 weeks, which was very much an experience of channeling that I'd never had previously, but also it's the permanency of a book. It's the, oh my God, my words are going on a physical page in a physical book that could be on someone's bookshelf, like the bookshelf behind me. And so it's been another opportunity to up-level my mindset, another opportunity to step into that next level of energy that is required for me to put that book out into the world. And then that next level of energy will serve my clients at that next level energy. Like,
and it's so funny. It's just, you just kind of keep compiling. And I think you don't think about that a lot unless you are in business for yourself, like really feeling like you want to take responsibility for how you want to feel.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting because we maybe just get the opportunity when we're in business for ourselves to feel the level of responsibility at a different intensity. Maybe it's just that we're holding a higher intensity of responsibility because we have stories around, you know, if I don't make this work, then there's no money coming in. I'm supporting the family. The buck stops with me, et cetera. Whereas maybe within a corporate structure, and certainly unless you're right at the top of the corporate structure, there's somebody there for that. I mean, goals are such an interesting thing because I see a lot of women that don't or won't set goals. And it has a lot to do with a sense of attachment, yeah, of meaning to an outcome. So it's like, okay, if I set a goal, if I hit it, this is what it means about me. If I don't hit it, this is what it means about me. And it's like, well, actually, it can mean anything you can want it to mean. Like, it, you get to choose the meaning, right? But I see a lot of resistance around goals through that. And I actually did an exercise with some women inside a program I'm running at the moment. And we were talking about that. And they're like, oh, I can't set goals because I'm not going to know what it looks like in 12 months' time. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. The act of setting the goal is declaring to the universe what it is that you want. And it's always in the energy of this or something better.
Yes.
And sometimes I have not hit goals, mm-hmm, and had crazy stuff out here on the side happen that has then turned into the most amazing experiences. Like, it's just, that's the level of trust, right?
Yeah.
That's the deep knowing that no matter what, I am going to be okay. One of my mentors, Jim Fortin, says, everything always has been, is now, and will be okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes it's hard for us to really
lean
into that energy.
Yeah. No, and that's why I think it's so important that, you know, people like you exist, these people that have gone through, like you said, the NLP training, like who have gone through business success and failure and pivot. I think it's so important to watch somebody that, you know, you look up to admit that, like, you don't have to get it on the first try. Like, you talked about, you know, experimenting with things and, okay, maybe this will work. Okay. And with social strategy and everything and just like finding your way. And I think, like, when people ask me, like, what's next? And I'm like, you know, I'm working through it. Like, so far things just have magically kind of landed. And just like you had mentioned, things just start landing in your lap of like opportunities of which you can say yes or no to. Now, I want to get back to your book. Are you divulging any details other than, you know, the energy that you wrote it in? Like, what's the theme of this book?
Yeah. So basically what this book does is it shares the stories of the last 14 months as I have journeyed through business and worked with clients. And it centers around some main mindset themes that I have seen come up for myself and come up for them. So it's due for release late July, early August.
Like this year?
Yes. Yes. Okay. It's currently in the beta reader editing stage. It's moved to that stage. So basically what it does is it takes you through this five-step process that I feel like I went through accidentally myself and then have been intentionally taking my clients through. And so it covers themes around self-trust, around vision, your vision and being a visionary leader. The third theme is around being an energy maven and the way that we manage our energy. The fourth theme is being an impactful guide. So it's all about our doing our life's work. And then the fifth theme is all around abundance, more than money, but abundance in a much more general sense. So it steps through those five pieces. It shares lots of client stories, lots of personal stories, and lots of action steps, journal prompts, exercises. There's some audio tracks that come along with the book that I've created to really step into that next level.
Oh, this sounds amazing. You know what my favorite part about how you discuss this book is that it was over the course of 14 months. Like, to me, that is so tangible. Like, to pick up this book and think, this could change my life in a matter of months. Like, these are the tangible steps that Carolyn went through to get to where she is now. This is the proven method that she takes her clients through. So it's like basically a full coaching in a book, right?
It kind of is, yeah. And I think that's, I think that's what I wanted, is I wanted a resource. I wanted something that someone would read and then listen to the audio tracks and be able to get started on the journey and move through the journey, not just something that someone read and then just kind of put on a shelf and forgot about. So it's really important to me that as people go through the process and they read the stories, that they see themselves in that and see, the image for me, the thing that I visualize so often is I just want to be the person that's just turning on the light bulbs for people, and just showing them a different way to think about something. And I know so deeply in my core now that that is what I was put on this planet to do. And the more that I have stepped into knowing about myself, thanks to systems like human design, the more I've realized that that was always what I was destined to do. For those who are interested in human design, I'm a splenic projector. My profile lines are 5-1 and my sun gate is the gate of hearing intuition through my right ear. And I know you guys obviously can't see me, but Rach can. Never did I know why I always look to the right for inspiration.
See, and these are the types of things that I think the curious are always, really intrigued by. And again, I wanted to point out something that you said, like, it wouldn't be a book that you would just read and put on the shelf, because there are a lot of, self-help books out there that are, hey, that's a really inspiring message while I'm reading it. This is a real feel-good book while I'm reading it. And there's nothing really about self-improvement that is just, oh, feel good. Like, it is.
Yes.
It is,
yes,
it's getting in there. And I love that there is, I can't think of anything like this that truly, exists right now. This kind of like, hey, honey, I'm not here to handhold. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to help you discover like that this is within you. I'm going to give you measure, like, and it's not just a personal account, because it could be like, well, I'm not Carolyn. Like,
Carolyn, yes,
I could never do what Carolyn did. Like, oh my gosh.
And I think that's a lot of people. I hear that. I actually had a client say that to me the other day. She's like, there's so much gap between where I am right now and where you are, and how do I even get there? And I was like, do you know what? The biggest thing holding you back is your belief that the gap between you and I is big. because it's not, because I was you not that long ago. And I really want people to feel the energy of that. And so many of the client stories that I've included in the book are really tangible stories where people can see how this actually plays out, because so often, mainly through fear, mm-hmm. we want to dismiss that something is possible for us.
Yeah.
And what I know is deep down that we are surrounded by infinite possibility. And I often say to my clients, just borrow a little bit of my belief in you to get you through this next section, mm-hmm. because I have unwavering faith that you are the most amazing human being. The other thing that I always say to my clients is, you're worthy just because you were put on this planet. Mm-hmm. There's no doing for worthy.
It's so powerful to realize that there is no separateness, like that in that statement, the gap between you and me is so big. And it's funny because I always looked at, you can look at celebrities, you can look at your favorite, like Gabby Bernstein. I've been a fan of Gabby Bernstein for so long, and she seemed like so high
yes.
up so long. And I was just like, there's no way, until one day you're like, not that I think any less of her, but I'm just like, I'm beginning to see how she just put one foot in front of the other. And yes, she's been doing, been putting one foot in front of the other for like 15 years. But I think when you put it in the span of such a short time period, people are like, wait, hold on. I can become an authority on something and teach others and coach others. Because that's with me. Like I keep thinking, well, I need to have been doing this or teaching about it or speaking about it for X amount of years before anyone will see value in me. And it's such a mind F, I guess, you know what I mean? And I guess that's what excites me so much to read your book. My goodness, this is amazing.
So this is really interesting because I think I mentioned this in the book, but as a kind of little insider secret, when I first started teaching about these key pieces of mindset, the impactful mindset was actually called the impactful expert. And then I came across this problem with the concept of an expert, and that is the concept that somehow one person is better than another.
Yep.
And the privilege that is built into the back end of that. And I was challenged by another mentor of mine, who was talking about this and talking about the idea that everybody has something that they could teach someone,
yeah,
or anyone. And like, and thinking about like, what could I teach Oprah? Like, honestly, like, but there's something,
mm-hmm.
there is something that everybody could teach anyone. And the idea of someone being on a pedestal, it creates that gap.
Mm-hmm.
And doing away with that pedestal is knowing that each of us can guide and help someone, lots of people, in our own unique way. And that's what matters. Not someone being on a pedestal, not someone being so much better than us, not a gap getting created between where we are and where we want to be. It's the same gap that we create when we talk about creating our future self, but then we forget to bring her in.
Mm-hmm.
We create her as something out in the ether.
Separate.
Something separate. And I close the book with the analogy, and this is what it feels like to live my life right now, is that I'm walking on a bridge. And as I'm walking on the bridge, up ahead of me, I can see the vision of where I want to be. But when I look down, all I can see is an abyss. The bridge is there only because I trust it. And my job is to take that one next step onto that one next piece of the bridge. Even though I can't see it,
mm-hmm.
I'm having faith that it's there. leap in the net will appear, and I put my foot onto that next step. And when I get onto that next step, I look at my vision, I realign, I check out what I found out whilst I was moving from step to step. I feel into my body, is this where I want to be? Is this where I want to go? What do I want to do next? And then I just take the next step onto that next piece of the bridge that I can't see, over the abyss that I'm super aware of, whilst the guiding light is that vision. That's the North Star.
I love that. That is, I mean, I think that's just such a beautiful image of what so many people are going through right now, especially if they're, you know, dissatisfied in their job. Now, Carolyn, you know, what type of person are you coaching? You know what I mean? Are you coaching entrepreneurs who are looking to be coaches themselves? Are you looking, like, kind of talk to us, because I know that just this conversation so far is inspiring so many people. It's inspiring me, like, obviously, and I went through the same, you know, Carolyn and I went through the same experience. And I think that it's so special how everyone, you know, interprets from different walks of life. I'm not a coach in a traditional sense. I enjoy doing different things, but, you know, if someone was interested in working with you, who do you help?
I love this question, because I think this is something that so many entrepreneurs spend a lot of time stressing over and how to explain it. So I predominantly work with mums. And I generally work with women who are in the earlier stages of an entrepreneurship journey. And the guidepost for the people that I'm attracted to working with and are attracted to working with me is that they are in business with dreams of a big impact. Mm-hmm. They have a purpose that is driving them. The business itself can look all kinds of iterations, but really my strength is in helping beautiful mums that are in business create a business that actually matches up to their version of success. Because what I see is a whole lot of overwhelmed and struggling mums that are starting out in business, or they might be a year or two in, and they're in a situation where what they came for, which is generally freedom and flexibility, does not add up to the picture that they've currently created. They're either not seeing the success that they wanted to see, or they've seen so much success that they've kind of painted themselves into a corner and they've lost their flexibility.
Yeah.
So that's really who I work with. And it's really about getting that back into alignment. So there's kind of three pieces to what I do. There's the mindset piece, which is supported by NLP and hypnotherapy. And there's also an aspect of human design in that as well, which is something that I've really spent a lot of time sitting in for the last 6 months. And then there's the strategy piece, which is really about how you show up and make money. And then the final piece is support. And I guess this really comes from an understanding that feminine core beings are not motivated by accountability. This idea of accountability is actually a masculine core motivation.
No wonder. Well,
yeah. So what motivates feminine core beings? And by this, I'm being inclusive. This is anyone that identifies as feminine at their core. Mm-hmm. Gender is not relevant.
Right.
And that is connection. And so the final tenet of my business is support. And this is not so much about me necessarily being the person that's going, you were going to do such and such by such and such date and it hasn't happened. But it's the connection, because the connection of energy is what motivates women. And for me, it's often the connection within a group format. Yes, I do have some one-to-one clients, but I also have some group spaces. And so it's building this beautiful connection. So between the mindset, the strategy, and the support, that's where I see quantum leaps happen. And I consider what happened to me a quantum leap. I went from $800 months to $8,000 months consistently in the space of 4 months. And that kind of quantum growth came off the back of doing the work with the mindset, with the strategy, and with the support.
Now, you said that you work in groups right now. Tell me about, you know, Carolyn, what are your current offerings? Like, if somebody could jump in, and they're looking for, they can't wait until this book comes out and they just want to start following. Let's start with like our lowest level of, Carolyn, which would be, of course, your social. So tell us all of them, but I really want to know about your current programs where people can really just right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So to really get to know me in a free capacity, probably the two best ways are to check out the Juggling Motherhood and Online Business podcast, which is my podcast. So we're up to episode, I think I just recorded episode 86. So we must be at about 81 or 82 or something. So head there. And then it has a Facebook group also that goes along with it. So that's the Juggling Motherhood and Online Business Facebook group. And then in terms of paid offers, so as I said, I do work one-to-one with a small number of clients. I then have my incubator, and my impact and income incubator is a 6-month group coaching program. And it's specifically for mums who are in the earlier stages of business. So this is sort of up to making consistent 5K months. Mm-hmm. And that takes them through my mindset, strategy and support process to build a business. And there's more coming, Rach, but I'm holding on that right now because I am kind of realigning what that's going to look like in the back end. But if you're someone that is interested in human design, interested in hypnotherapy and getting your work out into the world in a highly aligned way, then reach out to me because there will be some new stuff coming as of the middle of June.
So. Okay. And now where do we follow you at? Because I'm marking all of that down for myself in particular.
Yeah. So my Instagram handle is at Caroline Linda Coach, and I'm going to be published under the name Caroline Linda. Thanks to some intricate last name situations. So that's my handle on Instagram, and I'm Caroline Linda on Facebook. So you can find me in either of those places. And website, by the time this goes to air, will be carolinelinda.com.
Oh, beautiful. Well, again, okay, so that all of my listeners can write down the name of your book that will be coming out soon. Will you repeat the name of your book one more time for us?
Yes. So the book is called Align Your Way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's powerful. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. Carolyn, thank you so much for sharing your energy today. I am just, it's always, nice getting a little update on you, but just, I feel like I said earlier, you've just expanded into this incredible light, and the way in which you're helping others is just amazing. So thank you so much for being a guest today. Again, everyone, go follow Carolyn, be in her energy. I cannot wait for your book to come out. I'm just so excited, and so many congrats to you.
Thank you so much for having me, Rachel. It's been amazing. I love also being in your energy. So yes, thank you very much for having me and to everyone that listens.
Oh, well, thank you. All right. Well, again, this has been an amazing conversation with Carolyn. I'm sure there will be lots more goodies to come from her end. So take care, Carolyn. Thank you.
Thanks.
Was that not the most amazing conversation? I am so glad that you tuned in today and cannot wait to hear what you thought. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at HustleVSFlow to share your biggest takeaways, get inspired, and even submit requests for new episodes. By now, you're probably super motivated to make your own dreams a reality. Check out my brand, The Mind Hustle. I'm so passionate about helping you achieve big results without that big time commitment that I wrote a book and created daily guidance cards to help you manifest your best in only 5 minutes a day. Click the link in the show notes below to shop the Mind Hustle Journal and Mind Hustle Card Deck today. Until next time, I'm Rachel Thomas with the Hustle vs. Flow podcast.